Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Your bite-sized daily roundup of the biggest news from the world of film. This is the Daily Reel with Van Conner.
Good morning, it's Friday, October the 22nd, and it's the day the world first met John Rambo when First Blood came out in 1982, Sarah Michelle Gellar's remake of The Grudge came out in 2004, it's birthday to Christopher Lloyd, Saffron Burroughs, Bob Odenkirk and Jeff Goldblum, and most importantly, it's the day all of this is kicking off. Jude Law, Marion Cotillard, Josh O'Connor, and Andrea Riseborough have all joined the cast of World War II photographer Lee Miller's forthcoming biopic. Miller traded a glamorous career as a Vogue cover model and muse to artists like the French surrealist Man Ray for a dangerous career as a war photographer who chronicled the fighting on the Allied front lines and exposed the atrocities that Hitler's Nazi Germany perpetrated on Jews in concentration camps. The film will focus on the period from 1938 to 1948 that took the photographer right through the war and her most defining time, with Law, Cotillard, O'Connor and Riseborough joining the already cast Kate Winslet and cinematographer Ellen Curras set to make her directorial debut. This is absolutely not a biopic, Winslet stated. What we wanted to do was find the most interesting decade in her life, the one that defined who she was and what she became because of what she went through. No title or release date have been announced as yet.
Fix it.
What the?
Fix it, Steve.
Take it easy.
Fix it or I quit. How about that? I quit and you never see me again. How about that?
With spooky season upon us, Veep's Sam Richardson has joined the cast of Hocus Pocus 2. Richardson will join Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy Najimy, who all reprise their roles from the 1993 smash as a trio of witches resurrected in contemporary Salem to wreak havoc on Halloween. Richardson most recently led the cult horror tale Werewolves Within, as well as starring opposite Chris Pratt in The Tomorrow War, with his upcoming projects including Phil Lord and Chris Miller's upcoming Apple comedy series, The After Party. The proposal director Anne Fletcher will direct the Hocus Pocus sequel, with production currently underway ahead of a planned release next year.
We are home! Oh, sweet revenge!
Do see, sisters! My curse worked perfectly!
No, that's because thou art perfect.
And finally, a movie of Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne's lives and love story is being set up at Sony Pictures. The currently untitled feature will follow a biopic format centering on their decades-long bond, one that exploded to the heights of pop culture with the flagship MTV reality series, The Osbournes. Ex-Black Sabbath musician Ozzy and music manager turned television personality Sharon married back in 1982 and have been through a number of turbulent times, from Ozzy's drug and alcohol problems to Sharon's own battle with cancer. Our relationship was at times often wild, insane, and dangerous, but it was our undying love that kept us together, said Sharon Osbourne. Billy Elliot and Rocketman scribe Lee Hall will pen the script, which will also be a family affair, with younger Osbournes Jack and Amy set to produce with their mother via their label Osbourne Media. Like the Elton John biopic, music will naturally play a large part in the film, which will feature tracks from both Black Sabbath and work from Ozzy's solo career.
Someone has been in my room and taken my beers away from my room.
I don't think so, darling. Who would do that? Who could possibly do that? Who's the beer thief?
You. You're the beer thief.
Coming to UK cinemas today, the likes of Denis Villeneuve's Dune, a limited release for Netflix's The Harder They Fall and Seven Prisoners, Playlist, the musical Dear Evan Hansen, Bigfoot Hunters, the animated Dennis and Nasher Unleashed, Operation Noise, Yes I Am Student, La Cha-Cha, Wes Anderson's The French Dispatch, and the animated sequel The Boss Baby 2, Family Business. Streaming, meanwhile, sees Pannihada, The Harder They Fall, and Seven Prisoners coming to Netflix today, with Mubi adding Dash Shore's Crypto Zoo, Amazon Prime getting the YA romance sequel After We Fell, and Disney Plus stocking up with The Other Side of the Door, The Hills Have Eyes, and The Hills Have Eyes 2. On Freeview tonight, you can see A Time to Kill on BBC One, Sully on BBC Two, Jason Bourne's on E4, ITV's screening Rocky Balboa, Home Alone 2 Lost in New York, Instant Family and Monsters and Men are on Film 4, the nightly ITV 2 Harry Potter marathon continues with The Chamber of Secrets, Rambo 3 and Firefox are on ITV 4, great movies are showing I Am Number 4, The Happening and District 9, Air Force One and Red Dragon are on 5 Star, and the Horror Channel's got All Cheerleaders Die and Mom and Dad. While the Sky Cinema and Now premiere for today is the animated sequel Monster Family 2. All of which makes up your daily reel for Friday the 22nd of October. My thanks to guest writer Zara Phelan. Have a great weekend, keep it cinematic, and we'll be back on Monday.
The Daily Reel is a Candy Store production, presented by Van Conner and written by Calvin Prickett. All information is correct at the time of writing, and source links are in the description for each episode. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on all good podcast platforms, or ask Alexa to install the Daily Reel skill for your morning flash briefing. Follow the show on social at Daily Reel Pod, and we'll be back every weekday. Until then, keep it cinematic.
Drink great gin. Make a difference. We handcraft our gins with only the finest botanicals and use our profits to support charities and initiatives that provide relief to struggling hospitality workers. Visit hospitalitygin.co.uk to find out more. Hospitality Gin. Drink great gin. Make a difference.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.